to let the sculler in. As the latter stood in his boat, holding on by the boat hook to the woodwork at the lock side, waiting for the gates to open, Rogue Riderhood recognised his t'other governor, Mr. Eugene Rayburn, who was, however, too indifferent or too much engaged to recognise him. The creaking lock gates opened slowly, and the light boat passed in as soon as there was room enough, and the creaking lock gates closed upon it, and it floated low down in the dock between the two sets of gates until the water should rise and the second gate should open and let it out. When Mr. Riderhood had run to his second windlass and turned it, and while he leaned against the lever of that gate to help it to swing open presently, he noticed, lying to rest under the green hedge by the towing path astern of the lock, a bargeman. The water rose and rose as the sluice poured in, dispersing the scum which had formed behind the lumbering gates, and sending the boat up so that the sculler gradually rose like an apparition against the light from the bargeman's point of view. Riderhood observed that the bargeman rose too, leaning on his arm, and seemed to have his eyes fastened on the rising figure. But there was the toll to be taken, as the gates were now complaining and opening. The t'other governor tossed it ashore, twisted in a piece of paper, and as he did so, knew his man.